Biggs Bar. It's the Biggs and Bar Show on 106.1 Shay.
Good morning. That is us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Morning.
It's Wednesday, which means a Miss Connections is coming your way.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting. We got auto what? Up to $420.
$420, man.
Yeah.
There is somebody has scientifically chosen the best song to wake up to.
Oh, and they're wrong.
Yeah, we want to wake up and
stab everybody.
I guess not. Yeah, I would wake up angry.
This says you would jump out of bed joyous.
Yes.
Well, that's wrong.
Okay. Well, yeah. we'll review it. There's somebody has scientifically, again, music, figured out the tone that puts babies to sleep when you drive.
Okay.
And they've kind of remixed it into a song.
All right.
Should
we be playing that?
Well, that's what I'm worried about, yeah.
Hell's just for babies.
Not for everybody?
Not for everybody.
I fall asleep every time I drive, so I'm not...
Lots of things babies like.
Sleep, food.
Yeah. The source of the food.
Boobies.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Look at you, eh?
The source of the food. Yeah.
Big baby Jason over there.
Sure.
I'm gonna start calling you from now on. The Westminster Dog Show.
That's your other nickname?
Hey, Big Baby Jason.
Yeah,
that's me.
It's Big Baby Jason. Happened over the last few days. Yeah. All right.
The dog show, yeah.
Jason likes boobs.
Probably some.
Jason likes boobies.
Probably some dumb dog won the
Yeah, the worst.
The
absolute worst.
Oh, don't even tell
me. I'm not going to. I'll save it because I want to see her angle. And then we'll talk about boobs again. You'll be happy. Some guy ate his phone on a plane.
What?
A guy ate his phone on a plane. Yeah. So we'll discuss him and whatever else we can find along the way, right? Because that's what we do, you know? Oh, we got to give away, or we got to qualify somebody for a trip also.
Yeah, and play some Bieber ticket entries.
Ah, the Biebs.
So much!
What?
So much!
What is Jason like?
Bulbs!
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The headline is, a plane is diverted when a drunk passenger starts eating his phone.
Okay.
His phone. Well,
that seems a little excessive to divert a plane because someone was eating a phone.
Matthew Flaherty is his name.
Oh, Matthew Flaherty.
Yeah. He was a little bit tipsy on
a flight
from London to Iceland. And, Iceland. I said it the right way. He was,
Whatever.
Keep going. I know. He was drinking straight gin out of a bottle.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know how he got it, but he got hammered. He started first hitting on a female passenger.
Typical.
She ignored him. So he started cursing her out.
Okay. Excessive.
And here's where I think this might be the reason why they landed the plane or diverted it. Because he started screaming he was going to kill her family.
Oh.
Well, that's why. It's not because he was eating his phone.
Yeah.
What a misleading headline.
And then he shouted more death threats at the flight crew.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's why.
Then to top it off, you know, because he was mad. He took his cell phone apart and started eating the pieces. Yeah. And he left the battery on the seat. It started smoking. And a flight attendant had to dunk it in water to get it to stop.
Okay.
Why'd the battery start smoking?
So they diverted to Scotland. Where he was escorted off the plane and arrested.
Give me here, Jimmy.
Yeah.
What are you doing in that plane? Come here.
He's too rowdy for Iceland. Drop him in Scotland.
Yeah,
I'll know for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, eating your phone, are you?
Eating your phone? What are you eating your phone for? How are you supposed to call your wife? You're eating your phone. You're stupid, man. Come on now. Come have a beer.
He's been arrested, charged.
I can sympathize with eating the pieces.
Yeah, you ate pieces of something.
I've eaten a few pieces before.
What does that mean? Like Reese's pieces? What do you mean?
Like board game pieces. They're probably still in me, probably, unless it's turned
out. No, they're not still in you.
I ate plastic operation pieces.
From the game Operation?
From the game Operation.
In a hostel,
In a hostel in Prague while drunk on pear vodka.
You love hanging on to that pear vodka part. Like, that gives you any
sort
of excuse.
Because it was so odd. Yeah, because it was so extreme. Oh, let's get this pear-flavored vodka. Or made from pears. Anyway, yeah, I ate.
Why?
Like,
why?
I think I ate the rib bone and maybe.
Why?
The water on the knee.
Why did you do that?
Why?
I was like blackout. I thought it made my friend laugh. And it did. And then I realized, There's probably a lot of germs on those pieces. And now I have two plastic pieces in my stomach.
In Prague.
Yeah.
Great.
Anyway, sometimes you just want to eat some pieces.
Okay.
But
no.
I wasn't violent. I didn't threaten anybody. You never just wanted to eat some pieces?
No.
It's not the thing.
You've eaten a piece or two.
Of what? Again?
What? What would I eat a piece of other
Cake?
Than food?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that kind of. Yeah, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Filthy. Yeah. Filthy minded. Yeah. All right. Well,
everybody likes a nice chew.
Yes.
And now, in a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-ass news with Biggs and Barr.
A pretty scary moment in the NHL last night. St. Louis defenseman Jay Bouwmeester collapsed on the bench during the first period against the Ducks. He had a cardiac episode. The good news is he's awake, alert, and as he was transported to hospital. So he's undergoing some further tests.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
And it's just so weird because you think.
Right.
Pro athlete. He's played in the league for 18 seasons. You know what I mean? And then it could happen to anybody. Like, just shows you it could happen to anybody.
Well, hockey players generally, because they play short shifts and they have, like, extreme bursts of energy for short periods of time, they often have enlarged hearts. This is something I have learned
really?
Over the years. Yeah. So it's not that uncommon. Not just because
they're sweet guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Not just because they're sweet guys. Yeah. But I hope he's okay. Seems like
Philip
Grubauer stopped all 34 shots he faced as the Avalanche shut out your Ottawa Senators 3-0 in Colorado last night. Leafs 1-3-2 over the Arizona Coyotes. Habs hit the ice tonight in Boston against the Bruins. Hard to know who to cheer for there.
The refs.
It's like, I guess. It's like having two turds in your hand and trying to decide which one to eat. Right? The Raptors will try and extend their franchise best win streak to 16 games tonight. They're in Brooklyn. And Ottawa has a name for its new soccer team, Atletico Ottawa. So boring.
What?
Yeah, well, the parent team is Atletico
Madrid.
Oh.
So they just called it Atletico Ottawa. Like, I don't know what they should have called it, the Ottawa Potholes or something. I don't know.
Like,
it's tough. I mean, we called the hockey team the Senators because
we're
politicians, which makes sense, but no one likes politicians. Yeah. We have the Red Blacks because of the colors of the team and Lumberjacks, I guess.
Yeah, apparently.
So I guess Atletico Ottawa.
The Blackjacks. Don't forget the Blackjacks. Oh,
I had forgotten about
because, you know, all those.
For all the casinos.
Black rabbits that run around the area.
Blackjacks.
Some Ontario's elementary school teachers say they are planning a protest outside a speech from the province's education minister. Stephen Lecce is scheduled to make remarks at a Toronto hotel this morning. So they're going to go there and stand outside. Cool.
Yay.
Public elementary schools here in Ottawa will be closed tomorrow again. Provincial government has now paid out more than $7 million to parents for child care compensation. Ooh. That's going to piss off the union. They're like, couldn't you just give that to us?
Yeah.
The teacher strike will continue. Over 560,000 parents applied for support during the rotating one-day strikes. You know, the province came under fire because some parents said they were overpaid after signing up for the credit. You can't keep anybody happy here.
No.
Right? Okay. We want compensation. Well, you paid us too much. Anyway, I was going to do the weather.
Yeah.
Mix of sun and cloud today, high at plus one. Some snow will start before tomorrow morning. We're going to get about 5 centimeters of that on Thursday, high minus two. Then that night, it's going to get pretty cold, about minus 22. And then Friday's high is only minus 16 with some sun and cloud, some flurries, you know, mixed bag. Right now, it's minus four. That's the latest.
Biggs Barr. It's the Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shea.
That is us. In the next little bit, we're going to talk about the Westminster Dog Show.
Okay. I love dogs.
Oh.
I have three of them.
I've been watching dog videos for 2 days. Can't
I know.
Stop.
Yeah.
I know.
Just yelling out, look at this guy.
Look at him.
Look at his face.
Or,
look at this idiot.
Yeah. Nothing makes me happier, honestly. So we'll let Jason know who won best in show.
Yeah, I didn't look yet because usually it's some stupid dog.
Oh, buddy.
It will not let you down, I promise.
Oh, great.
And more entry calls, tons for these Bieber tickets for a dad. You know, if you're a dad, you want to give it to your daughter, your girlfriend, whoever.
Or if you're a mom.
Yep, mom too. Let's not forget the moms. They get really sad when you forget them. So whoever, though, but the phones, like the Dougie line's been just
On Fuego.
Yes.
Yeah,
on Fuego.
On Fuego. 613-216-3849.
Yeah. You know what to do. It's Bob Seger.
Just working on my night moves, guys.
What move's that? You're peeping a parm?
Yeah, that's my night move.
Mine's snoring with my mouth open and keeping my wife awake.
A few days ago, we decided that we're going to give away some Justin Bieber tickets on a rock radio station, and people lost their minds.
Yeah, but aside from the, several angry old white men who said for us to burn them, the tickets, the response has been quite positive.
It has, actually, yeah, because people understand why we're doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Your daughter, your son, your wife, your husband, there's somebody in your life that you care about that likes Justin Bieber, and this would make their lives, especially with Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So we asked you to call the Dougie line. Yeah. And leave your name, who you're giving the tickets to, and sing a little bit of Bieber because, might as well get some comedy out of this.
Sure.
And like Jason said, the response has been unbelievable. So who we got? We got a bunch here. All right. You okay?
I can't talk.
You're choking on a carrot? Yeah.
And then I did some damage hacking it up, so it's a little.
We only did some damage.
He's hiccuping and stuff now.
You okay?
I'm good. Like, I just can't speak.
Okay. All right. Well, then play some
Lucky
of the,
you.
Yeah, play some of the Bieber stuff.
I'm calling to win these tickets to Justin Bieber for my daughters, Samantha, who's 29, and Alyssa, who's 13.
Oh, that's quite the gap. Yeah, it took some time off there, but good for
you. Here it goes. Despacito. I am singing the song for my daughters to get Bieber tickets. Despacito. I don't know the words, so I'm making them up. Oh, despacito. Give me those tickets. Make my daughters happy. I don't know what to do. They won't leave me. Despacito. That's the way I'm dying.
Yeah, anyway, it goes on like that.
Good. Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. They won't leave you because you keep having them 15 years apart. Like the one.
Get a vasectomy.
Yeah, yeah. That's why. Because you keep having more when you should be done. Yeah. But it's fine.
A lady.
Oh, okay.
And what do you mean?
What happened at the beginning?
I don't know.
And what do you mean?
Let's get into it.
Yeah. When you nod your head, yes, but you want to say no, what do you mean?
She's into it.
I guess I don't have any knowledge of any Justin Bieber lyrics other than the Yummy and Baby. That's it. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Oh, and Despacito.
Oh,
yeah. What do you mean?
Okay.
That's that one.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, she didn't sound at all like that.
No.
But she has some enthusiasm.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah.
This guy's all right.
I'd like to win a set of tickets here for my lovely girlfriend. She happens to have a small man crush on this oversized teenager. But anyhow, I'm going to give you a little bit of a note here, and it's going to go something like this. And I was like, baby,
yeah.
Good try there, fella.
You want to call 613-216-3849?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
You got to get your entries in before Friday morning.
We got this call from a grandmother, and we actually heard this one yesterday. She sings. She plays it in the background.
Okay.
She's great.
Okay.
Hi, it's Donna Height calling from Cornwall, Ontario, and I would like to enter the Justin Bieber contest. So I'm going to try my best to sing his song Yummy Yum or something. So just give me a minute and I will sing it for you.
No problem. Thanks.
All right.
Just give me a moment till I find a song. here we go. I've got a Justin Bieber song coming up.
Yes,
it's called
you.
Yummy.
We know what you're doing.
And it goes like... Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, yum, yum.
All that for that, eh?
Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the
call.
Is
she okay? Yeah. Do we know she's okay?
Yeah.
Probably.
Right. Oh.
I don't know. Some strokes.
Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, yum, yum.
All right, well.
We've been having a good time.
If you can do better than that, you got someone you know who might want these tickets, Call the doggy line.
613-216-3849.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, we're going to get a mix of sun and cloud today. A high of plus one. Enjoy it because it's going down to minus 22 tomorrow. The province's public elementary teachers staging another one-day walkout. Today it's a bunch of boards, including the Toronto District School Board, but it will happen here in Ottawa again tomorrow. Ottawa's named its new soccer team, the very creative Atletico Ottawa. And the Westminster Dog Show has been going on events for the past week or so. And last night they crowned a winner, and I don't know what it is yet. And these guys say I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, you're going to be angry. We're all going to be angry. We've talked about how stupid this breed is for a long time.
Like, did the Bull Mastiff win?
No, that would be amazing.
Not. I love a Bull Mastiff.
We've been watching, well, let's be honest, me in particular have been watching dog videos for 2 days.
No.
I love dogs so much.
And I brought it up.
I love dogs so much.
I was like, hey, you know what? I was watching the group thing, and I'm like, you know what? I probably set Chris on a course for a couple day dog video watch. And well, boy, was I right.
Was it a nice Staffordshire Terrier or something like that?
No, none of the cool breeds. None of the breeds that you, it's the worst. I think they crowned it.
It wasn't a doodle, was it?
No, it's not, an official breed. Okay. They don't recognize
I don't know what they do now.
I think they crowned it champion to try and save this breed because I don't know a single person who has a purebred of this dog.
Okay.
It's this stupid standard poodle.
No.
The poodle. The foofy, shaved down, poofy ankle, like dumb haircut.
It should never win.
Ugly, jerk personality.
Yeah, it's
dog.
A dick of a dog for sure.
The poodle. How does the poodle win in 2020?
Like the big one? The standard one. Not the miniature.
No, the standard. The big, dumb, ugly ass, dumb, stupid, dumb, stupid poodle.
And tonight is my honor to give the reserve best in show to the women.
Nice, Corbin.
That's awesome.
Even the announcers are like,
oh, great.
Chesley Smithy, champion Pinnacle Kentucky Bourbon.
Ridiculous.
How old was the dude who presented the award, though?
Oh, he was ancient.
Yeah.
The poodle.
The standard poodle.
So many dogs. Who do you know? Who thinks, hey, we should get a dog?
I don't know.
Let's get a poodle.
Does anyone have a poodle?
I knew a guy with a standard poodle.
How long ago, though?
Like when I was 1976? When I was a kid, like in like the late 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
Useless.
It's a carryover.
Stupid. Look at it. It's so stupid. Yeah, like and why do they cut the hair like that?
I don't know why.
To match their owners, usually.
Big, dumb, foofy Karen haircut with the I hate it. I hate it. Damn you, Westminster. I was so excited. 2 days. 2 days I've been watching all these amazing breeds of dogs.
And then all the other handlers come over and they're like, way to go.
Oh, my God. You're stupid.
That's amazing.
And my
they're
favorite,
all these cool dogs.
Why I watch, the secondary reason, one is I like dogs. If I watch it, I watch for dogs.
Yes.
The second reason I watch is to hope secretly that one of those extremely out of shape handlers turns an ankle and just goes down hard right on that turf in Madison Square Garden.
I think they
would
practice.
Love it. I know they practice.
Because they don't want to do that. No. That would be the best.
No, and they're all in flat shoes. Yeah.
It's such inappropriate footwear.
Yeah.
Because they still want them to look nice with the gown they got from Value Village.
The standard poodle,
Oh, baby, so mad.
Start a petition to get that dog banned.
Serious? Who wants a poodle? Text Nobody. Us if you want a poodle. I guarantee you not a single person under the age of 60 wants a poodle.
Yeah.
Poodle. Get out.
I would have rathered the Pekingese.
Anything.
Okay. That's just as dumb.
No, anything. That's the big mop.
No, it's ridiculous.
The Pekingese are amazing.
No, it looks like a hairy
the
caterpillar.
I would have rathered the Whippet.
A Whippet would have been fine. Corgis are stupid.
No.
Any dog with short legs is ridiculous.
But they're entertaining. They're fun to watch.
There's nothing fun about a standard poodle.
No,
there's
it's just
nothing
a dick.
Fun about it. Or one of the cool breeds, like a Bull Mastiff or a Dog de Bordeaux or a St. Bernard, something awesome.
Oh, that'll never win.
Stupid poodle. Beat it. Your foofy contest with your foofy dogs.
Now watch it next year.
Oh, I will, every second of it.
Yeah, I know.
Every second. Dogs make me so happy.
Biggs. Barr. It's the Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shea.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Would you rather have nipple-long fingers or finger-long nipples? Probably, I guess finger-long nipples.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they would be annoying, but probably easier to get a little cosmetic surgery on.
Or just duct tape them to your chest.
Tie them in a knot.
Freeze them. Grab the scissors.
Yeah.
Freeze them and grab the scissors.
Little nail clipper.
Yeah, gotcha.
All right. What are your thoughts on global warming?
It's hot.
Yeah, it's getting warmer.
I mean, I know there's a lot of climate change deniers here, but what is the downside of making sure you keep the planet clean and stuff? Like, what is the downside?
You gotta tell them how to live, Jason. Don't tell them how to live with your fake science.
Yeah, but I mean, really.
I don't tell anyone how to live. I'll live the way I want to live.
Yeah.
All right.
Why does everybody, you asked this off here, Jason, but why does everybody want us to fight? Every day we got a question, who would win in a fight between the three?
We're probably not going to fight. We like each other.
Yeah.
Why would we fight each other?
Yeah.
So
but I would.
Maybe.
What are you getting your, no, I'm too, please. Maybe 20 years ago. What are you getting your wife for Valentine's Day? Needing ideas?
Probably a new furnace.
That is so romantic, Jason.
Well,
so
she hates being cold, right?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
you know what?
You gonna give it away here?
I gave her a gift yesterday. I went to Papa Jack's down the road, popcorn. But you know what else?
Delicious.
How many times since Jason brought up Papa Jack's? Was it you who discovered Papa Jack's?
No, I love it was.
No, I think Jamie said it. Yeah.
How many times have you been? Because like the third time you mentioned going there in like a week.
Yeah.
Like, how many times have you snuck Papa
to the Jack? To the actual store? And gone
down
to the actual
right
one? Oh.
I go like once a week.
Yeah,
and
probably
always,
like.
And I always mean to bring some in for us.
Yeah, thanks.
But I eat it all.
Yeah.
Before I can bring it
is
to work.
Is it that good?
Anyway,
it's great.
They also have Cheesecake Factory cheesecakes.
Yeah, I bought one of those too.
Now, keep that away from me. I think cheesecake's garbage, but my wife loves it. And yesterday I said, I'm going to surprise her with a cheesecake.
Oh, that's.
So I waited, and she got home, and she went to take like the food out for dinner.
Yeah.
And,
did she squeal?
She went, ooh.
Nice. And that's it. Valentine's Day, you're done?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, nice.
How did they get the caramel inside the caramel bar? Well, they actually put it in a commercial one time. It's pretty easy. The little things look like Smarties, I guess. They're frozen.
Yeah.
They put them on the bed of molded chocolate, and then they put the melted chocolate over top.
What a great
not hard
marketing, though. Like, how many years did that thing run for? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that mystery. A lot.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
20 maybe?
Probably.
You want an actual number?
Yes.
20.
A specific number. Thank you.
Go ahead. No, you go.
How long of a drive is it to where the wind sweeps across the plains? I can't remember the name of the place.
Well, how long a drive do you think? Probably like 10 hours?
10 hours?
Probably.
No, I'd say probably 20.
20 hours?
20 hours to get to.
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
If you could give yourself a nickname, what would it be? Well, I gave myself one, and these guys didn't stick to it.
Blades?
Chris Blades.
It's a terrible nickname.
You threw a knife at a board once.
Once?
One night.
One night.
You were good at it.
You have to, come on. My knife throwing skills, come on.
They were good on that specific night.
Come on.
This summer, spring, summer, I'm going to build
Chris Bullseye Blades.
Like knife throwing board at my
all
house.
Right.
And you can come over.
I have my own throwing knife.
I know.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah,
How many times have you used them?
No, zero.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you did want to know the actual time it will take you today to get from Ottawa to Oklahoma City, it is 23 hours and 25 minutes.
There you go. Where was that?
What state Oklahoma. Is Oklahoma City?
Where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Which one of you is coming to shovel my driveway?
Nobody. Shove it yourself, you lazy prick.
Shove it. Yeah. Shove it. Go shove that snow. Shove it where the sun don't shine. Hey, bud. It's probably not effective. It would last long.
You
probably
want
to put
very
it where
cold.
The sun shines so it would melt, and then you wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. That's it for another show.
It's an answer question.
106.1 Shavings and Bar Show. It's time to play What's in the Box.
What's in the box?
What's in this box?
The box. The box.
A mystery box could be anything.
What's in a f***ing box?
We have put something in a box. Usually topical.
Yeah.
And you have to guess what it is, and we give you hints.
So the first hint is two words. Yeah. The first word starts with the letter M.
Two words. The first word starts with the letter M. Good morning. What's in the box?
Meat pie.
Not a meat pie, but now I'm hungry.
No. Good morning. What's in the box?
M&M's.
Nope. Not
M&M's. Not M&M's. Nope. Good morning. What's in the box?
Is it a mud? Is it a mud poodle?
A mud poodle.
It is not a mud poodle, sir.
Not a mud poodle.
Another clue?
Yeah.
This used to be wicked popular. So two words. First starts with M. Used to be wicked popular.
Good morning. What's in the box? Hello? I can hear you. You're right there. Just say it. Just say
just
something.
Just there on the phone.
Just say something. You know, just say something.
Please, just, if you called.
Don't we have, didn't we make something for a special occasion?
We
people,
sure did,
where
yes.
people don't know how to use the phone?
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't f***ing call us.
Perfect. Right. Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
What decade was it popular?
You don't get to ask the questions. Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
well, I mean, come on. That could be any year. No,
make a guess.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, what's in the box?
It used to be popular.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Moose meat.
Moose meat.
Not moose meat. Hey, moose meat's still popular. Okay, what? Another clue. Loves cheese pizza.
Oh, wow. Loves cheese pizza. Used to be popular. Two words. First word starts with M. Good morning. What's in the box?
Hi, it's my Sharona.
It's not my Sharona.
No, it's not.
Good guess.
yeah, hey, what's in the box?
M&M.
No.
No, no. That's not M&M. That's a person starts with the E.
And it's, Hey, good morning. What's in the box?
I'm going to say Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Wow. Not Mary Poppins. You may have seen him this Christmas.
Ooh.
I love cheese pizza. Used to be wicked popular, and the first word starts with M.
Hey, good morning. What's in the box? Hello. Hello.
My guy will play again,
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't f***ing call us.
Hey, what's in the box?
Can you give me the last clue again? I missed
Absolutely not.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, that's fine.
You may have seen him this Christmas.
You may have seen
him. I may have seen him this Christmas.
Yeah, two clues in there.
Mr. Bean.
No, it is not Mr. Bean, but thanks for the call.
Yep. Emery with a turkey on his head.
Yeah, that was great.
Hey, what's in the box? Hello.
No, we got to do it again.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to use the phone, please don't fucking call us.
Hi, good morning. What's in the box?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yay!
You won. You're the winner. You get to see Roger Hodgson.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You got it before we said he may have slept with Michael Jackson, and his parents left him alone more than once at Christmas. So congratulations for you.
The reason Macaulay Culkin is in the box is because he's on the front of Esquire magazine.
Wow. What a turnaround of a career for him.
I'm trying to figure out why right now.
How's he looking? Does he look good?
Just talking about his life.
Okay. He's had an interesting life.
Sure has.
Michael Jackson, drug use. His emancipation from his parents.
He dated Mila Kunis. Like, what?
Yeah. So he answered every question. He said he'd only agree to do it if they let him answer anything. Like, absolutely anything.
So, wow. You know what? He looks all right.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Good for him. Yeah. I always liked him.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. We know how much Jamie loves him because of the...
Home Alone movies are... Both of them in my top five.
How do you put children's movies in your top five?
It's not just for kids.
Are you, like... I don't know if you're just trying to make me angry or if you actually
Why should that make you angry?
It really doesn't take much
to make you angry.
Because
you put children's movies in your top five.
What does that matter?
You're a grown adult.
What does that matter? It's something I like.
He likes wrestling, too.
Yeah. You like shoes? I like Home Alone.
Here's Aerosmith. 106.1.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
And they've done a study about the sounds that put babies to sleep. And one of them is the sound of a car ride, right?
Yeah, scientists in the UK work with a music producer, created a bunch of music that simulates the driving sounds that put kids to sleep. So if you're at home, you know, because some kids only will, like babies, only fall asleep in the car.
Sure.
You can just play this maybe at home and it'll work. So
it's not the motion they're saying, it's the noise.
Well, they're saying it's everything, but this helps create some of it, right? So If you're driving right now and you're a little groggy this morning, give your face a shake. It's about to play something that that might put you out. So this is the supposed music. Now they're not. It's not just the noise of the car. It's music. But
yeah.
Okay.
The it's tones of the car
simulated.
The tones of the car worked into the music. So here.
Okay. My car doesn't sound like this.
No, but there's that rumbling hum underneath
the underlying thing.
Can't hear it.
Do you guys have chimes dinging in your car? I'm kidding. Yes. So you can just play that and babies will go to sleep.
Well, it will help them for the ones that fall asleep easier in a car that rumble.
It must have been like on the smoothest road in the world.
Yeah,
like
pretty
just
smooth.
Paved. It certainly wasn't from around here.
No. Do you want to hear what the one from Ottawa sounds like?
Sure.
Wait, okay. They did a regional one?
They did a regional one too, just so, because they would be too like out of norm, I guess.
So this is for babies that live in or grow or live in Ottawa area.
Yeah, for sure.
This will help them.
What's that one?
Puddle.
Oh. Do you get it, Jason?
Yeah.
Because the roads here have puddles in them.
And they're rough.
There's lots of puddles in the roads.
That was great.
Well, it's relatable to the people of Ottawa. Yeah.
No, I get it. Yeah, it's good.
It is something we should try and fix.
Well,
what mission that would be. Imagine we've had all the roads fixed.
There's a pothole on Hunt Club. Just by the new Range Rover dealership, I think.
Yeah.
And it is like,
what were you doing there, money bags?
Huh? Yeah, look at this guy.
I was driving on Hunt.
Okay. Want to buy your new Range?
No, huh? No, I bought a new Range to cook food.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It almost cost as much as a Range Rover. But this pothole is like, it's long, but not very wide, but it looks to be at least a foot deep.
Oh, wow.
So I sympathize.
Try it out.
No.
Try it out.
No, everyone's always swerving around. I do sympathize with the workers because in this season, like, what are you supposed to do? Follow around the plows
and
patch them immediately? No.
Yeah. No. You can't.
But some haven't been patched in decades. Yeah. Like Bowesville Road. Woo-wee. Yeah. What a time
it
is.
That's a ride, eh? Woo-hoo. That's a fun time.
I do remember driving on that road when I was looking for a house. Like, oh, wow. This is did we leave the planet? Are we on the moon?
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Every now and again, Jason Barr peruses the section of and sections of websites where people go to find each other after just a brief conversation or short eye contact, and they didn't exchange contact information. And he reads these in a segment we call Misconnections.
Title: Poolside, Kanata Leisure Center.
Ooh. Oh.
I couldn't help but notice you on the weekend, trying to sun yourself under the fluorescent lights over the pool. Your shorts were a bit too tight, and your middle girth was tumbling over the edge of the waistband like a beer filled too full. Too much head, maybe. Speaking of head.
What?
Yours was abnormally small for your circumference, but your hair more than made up for it. It looked like a number 5 cut on the trimmer. I know because I used to cut hair. But all of yours was sticking straight out and up. I have no idea how. Whatever possessed you to get a nipple ring? I would have come over, but that little girl puked in the shallow area and we all had to get out. If you see this, let me know. I was the woman in the brown one piece with the rainbow hair. I have a nipple ring too, Darla.
Oh, wow.
Pretty specific.
Maybe, very specific. There's enough information that might work.
Mm-hmm. Title: Football? You responded to my ad on here regarding ball busting, and we met a few times, once downtown and once at the park.
Whoa! That's amazing.
You wore black Harley boots and proceeded to kick me and knee me in the nuts about 10 times.
What?
You left me with some seriously sore and bruised cojones. I was walking funny for a week. That was wicked cool. Anyways, if you see this, get back to me with a pic so I know it's you. What? Let's do that again. It was amazing.
What?
Yeah.
So they met on this.
Uh-huh.
And then didn't bother exchanging information again.
Well, he was down, right?
He was out.
That's true.
He was writing. He probably tried to write it, but it was all squiggly and
filled with pain.
Yeah, blood. And
title: Slice of Heaven. You were at my house the other day. I didn't invite you. I don't even know you, but there you were and have been in my dreams since. I opened the door, and the Greek god of Mount Pound was standing there. Olive skin, dark eyes, and a smile that made me instantly feel like summer's in Georgia.
humid. I think I gasped, for I don't ever get gentleman callers. You said hello, and I think your name, and asked if I had good knives. I thought for a second maybe you were a serial killer, but then realized I didn't even care. My life isn't getting better, and if you were my last sight, it could be worse. I invited you in. You sold me some knives. Knives which I already had, but who cares? Made you stay longer. I can still smell your manly man must on my sofa cushions. I sleep there now. If you feel at all the same way, let me know what my ferret's name is so I know it's you. Oh, I so hope you come back. I'll buy all your knives, and you can do anything you want with them.
Wow.
Just be near me, with me, on me. Janice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Janice, out there.
Mm-hmm.
She's putting it out. Putting it out
yeah.
there.
I have one more.
I don't know where Mount
Not
Pound
a lack
is.
Of Mount
Either
Pound?
Of you have been to Mount Pound?
No, I've never been to Mount Pound. No. Title, Big Horse PSA. Hey, I know you like horses, and it was pretty evident that my title would grab your attention.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with horse genitalia, so I'm sorry if it, for some reason, you're disappointed. I don't even want love. I want to inform you about the dangers of too much sodium. What? There's a reason there are nutritional stats on food. As I passed you on Mitch Owens, I don't know why, but you licked the salt lick you were carrying. Those are meant for horses, not humans. It was blue if it narrows it down. I will drive by again and again, and maybe I'll stop and tell you not to do that. Honest question, though. Do you ever get chapped lips working out in the cold? I don't, because I'm safe and conscious to things that can harm me. Hence, you will never see me lick a salt lick.
What are you doing?
Those are meant for horses. Regards, Linda.
Linda.
Wow.
There you go.
Oh, that was a great round. Yeah. Thank you, Justin.
Just trying to get the messages out.
Right? Yeah, I know. Hey, the world appreciates it.
Good luck.
Time now for Auto What?
Auto
What?
Auto What?
Auto
What?
Auto What?
It is Auto What? Our contest we play every day and add cash to the pot.
We're up to $420 right now.
If nobody wins. So how it works, Jason's going to ask five trivia questions. You have 30 seconds to answer all five trivia questions. Your first answer counts for each question. You can pass or come back, but you have to get them all in inside of 30. And we don't tell you if it's wrong or right until the end. All right.
We have caller six on the phone currently.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is your name?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike. Are you ready to play a little Auto What?
Ready as I'm going to be.
Okay, good luck, buddy.
All right, your time will start after I read the first question. Here we go. What sport is the new local team Atletico Ottawa associated?
Soccer.
Okay. What was the name for the informal, super cool group that included Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Frank Sinatra?
The Rat Pack.
What band was Axl Rose the lead singer of?
Guns N' Roses.
What do you call a group of rhinos?
Pass.
What U.S. state had the world's first parking meter installed in 1935?
Oklahoma.
What do you call a group of rhinos?
A crash.
That is correct. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
What U.S. state... Oh, were you done?
He's done. Yeah, he's done okay. All five. That's it. He's got all five. He's finished all five.
Okay. So he was right with a group of rhinos because he's quick with his fingers on Google.
Yeah, yeah.
Guns N' Roses does have Axl Rose as the lead singer.
Yeah.
The Rat Pack was the name of the group of people with Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Atletico Ottawa is the new soccer team.
Oh, boy.
And the U.S. state that had the world's first parking meter installed in 1935
Oklahoma,
where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
So you won $420.
Gotta love Oklahoma.
There you go.
You gotta love Oklahoma. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which one of you guys is from Oklahoma, obviously?
None of us.
None of us. No. Never been there.
We just love dumb stuff, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Congrats. You got $420, Mike.
Thank you.
No problem.
Right, hold on.
Thanks for playing.
And thanks for having a great phone line.
Yeah, solid phone line.
Oh,
we
awesome.
Appreciate that. So now what? It goes back to 250?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mitchell, nothing to shake a stick at,
no,
eh?
No,
no. Eh?
I'm not sure why you would shake a stick at anything. I've never understood that saying, but
how?
Okay. I mean.
Pretty like, ah. I guess.
Yeah. It's one of those phrases that really doesn't make sense.
It makes zero sense. Why would you shake a stick at it?
Like, wave it. No. Maybe.
Not wave. Shake.
Shake. No.
Yeah. I don't know.
Doesn't shake a stick.
You know, Chris, you were right.
About what?
I agree with you.
Thank you. Is it my birthday?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
If you have trouble waking up in a good mood, some scientists or something in Australia have come up with a list of songs that you could wake up to.
Yeah, the new study found that using music is better than your alarm.
Right. Like a...
Yeah, it's a terrible way to wake up. Music works much better. We're just going to play the number one song.
The number one?
This is the top song that they've chosen
to put you in a good mood, get you set for the day,
to get you ready for the day. You ready for it?
Okay.
It's gonna get you going, Jason.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's by my excitations.
Hey, good morning. Waking up the Jason Barr Show.
I don't like that song.
No, I hate everything the Beach Boys ever made.
Really?
Yeah, same.
I cannot stand the Beach Boys.
Come on.
Yeah, don't like them at all.
Hey, if you like them, you love them, whatever.
What about Kokomo?
No, oh, like that's the worst.
I know every word to Kokomo.
And because you love it.
No, I don't love it. I was like 7 when it came out.
In the Cocktail soundtrack, that's how I know it.
Yeah.
I think I would rather hear.
Come on.
Yeah. Like both make me equally angry.
You'd be mad. This song, probably not the great, like... Probably not the greatest, because how often are you actually feeling good vibrations when you wake up? Very seldom do you wake up and go, yes, I'm glad I'm awake.
I for sure thought it was going to be Wham, Wake Me Up Before You Go.
Another awful song.
Yeah, terrible, horrendous song.
Jitterbug. Imagine waking up to that. Jitterbug. Like, oh, God.
Well, I use my phone. I use a song. You guys want to hear the song I use?
Yeah,
sure. I'll play this while you're finding it. Do you have it?
I have it.
Oh, you have it right there. I'm sorry.
It's already.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here's my song.
Sometimes.
Every morning, everybody hurts.
It's the honest truth.
Yeah,
it should say everything hurts as opposed to everybody, but it's as close as it gets.
Nah, you're
all
right.
My body hurts.
Yeah.
All the time.
I got you. Did I, James?
I got you.
Jason didn't even crack a smile.
You got it. I'm still mad about the Beach Boys.
The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Instant answer question time brought to you by Algonquin College. What do you guys think about the teacher strikes? I think it's pretty sad that two groups of grown human adults can't come to an agreement on something.
Nobody wants.
That's all.
Yeah. It's just a mess, both sides.
Whose fault is it? Both of them.
It's a mess. Would you rather jump off a moving vehicle going 40 kilometers an hour or into the Ottawa in the river?
Ottawa River? I would pick the river. I could probably get out of that with less damage.
Yeah. 40K is not that fast, though. You'd probably be okay.
Well, it would hurt still.
You tuck and roll. Yeah. You'll be all right.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you guys remember pizza spread in a can when you were a kid? Spread the stuff on bread and toast. It's so good.
No, I do not.
What's pizza spread?
Tomato sauce? Like pizza sauce?
Is that what you mean?
Oh, look at this pizza spread.
I know what pizza sauce is.
Sure, of course.
But not pizza spread.
No.
In a can. Yeah, there it is.
There it is? Really?
It looks basically just like tomato sauce. So, no.
Why do you think they haven't legalized prostitution? Uptight people. I think every city, like major city, should have a red light district that you can go to if you want. It's you pay taxes.
It's regulated.
It's regulated. It's health inspected. All that sort of stuff, just like restaurants.
Yeah.
And then if you don't want to go there, you don't have to go there.
Yeah.
A lot of sad people probably feel less sad if they didn't feel dirty about getting something.
That's right. Imagine how much tax money we could get for that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a whole new LRT.
Look what they did with the weed.
You're relying on the Ontario government who messed up weed.
No, that's true.
The oldest business, the one that teenagers run on a daily basis in high school and make money, the government couldn't handle. So careful.
If done properly, it would have been
good. There you go.
Yeah.
what would be the worst movie to remake as a musical? They suggested Schindler's List.
I was going to say Schindler's List.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Anything involving, like, child abduction and...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of bad
movies.
Lovely
Bones. No.
No.
That'd be awful.
How does the BS stop in the summer? Well, there's no BS in
the
summer.
There is no BS in the summer.
It's fine.
Everything's great.
You guys ever use your winky hole in your gitch to pee?
No.
I didn't know it was called a winky hole.
I don't wear those types of underwear.
You have a, you must have a, in your thongs, you don't have a little.
No, I don't have a thong. Front? They're a bikini brief with a full back patch. I can't wear a thong because of entanglement issues.
Right.
Okay.
But it doesn't have a little a little hole in the front.
No, you just you pull it to the side, you pull it down.
Well, we know, Chris, it's a waste of time to pull his pants and undies down far enough. So he does use the.
No, I don't. I pull my.
Now you do. I got you on that train.
And everyone knows that Jamie just goes underwear to ankles every time.
Yeah, right down.
Yeah, drop trowel right to the floor.
Do your spouses have any weird habits? Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
My wife will like to take, if there's something in a jar, like most recently, we had a big jar of mayonnaise I got from Costco, and it was getting down to about, I guess, half.
Right.
But she doesn't like to reach into the jar, so she puts it in smaller jars. Sometimes... two different size jars in the fridge, unlabeled, so no one knows what it is, because she can't stand to see a half-empty jar. Drives me insane.
Why don't you just buy the long, skinny spoons that you can get for stuff like that?
Well, yeah, you could do that, you know, but then it gets on the spoon. I guess it bothers her. But I don't know, like, yesterday
that
I looked in the fridge.
Crazy.
Yeah, and there are two jars with, like, a white substance in it. So it could have been mayonnaise, careful. Might have been sour cream, could have been milk, I don't know.
Yeah.
Not labeled. Drives me insane.
That is amazing.
Yep. Look at any given time. Eh? You look in our fridge. In our fridge, a plethora of little jars, no labels.
How have you not murdered her? Like, how is she not?
That's not like the
buried
worst
in
thing.
The forest. Like, yeah. I mean, that's
we live on the Canadian Shield. I can't.
Oh, it's the ground's
can't
too
dig
hard.
Down.
Can't dig that deep. Oh, we got one extra question.
Sure.
Yeah.
How did the Oklahoma joke start?
What
joke?
How dare you?
It's not a joke.
How dare you, even for a second? Consider the great state of
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain.
Is a joke.
Yeah, crazy.
You lost your mind?
Yeah.
Settle down. We're done.
It's an answer question.
Bigs and Bar Show.
You all
right? Boom, 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 boom,
boom. I love us.
Hey, we're still getting lots of entries to win those Justin Bieber tickets.
Oh, right.
If you want to call 613-216-3849, you got to get it in before Friday morning. Before the start of Friday's show?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You want to win those tickets for your girlfriend, your daughter, your son, whoever, you know, someone in your life that cares. We know you don't, but somebody else might. Here's a couple examples, right? We're going to do
something. Yeah, this guy puts the effort in.
Okay.
Ready? He tries. Here we go.
This is Q&A,
Q&A, Q&A, Q&A, Q&A, Q&A,
Q&A, Q&A, Q&A, He took it serious.
Yeah, he brought it. He definitely brought it. You got another one?
He wants those ones for his wife.
Yeah.
You know that.
No, yeah.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh, like baby, baby. Never say never.
Oh, flipped it on us.
I will fight. Cow. what's the other ones? They say that hate is consent. Let us talk of love. Oh. What other one?
That's enough,
it.
Dude.
That's all I got, guys.
Okay, good.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
Man, people giving it, eh?
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate the effort for these tickets. We didn't think anyone would care, but wow.
Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, yum, yum.
Oh, that's the lady that had a stroke.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Hope
play it again.
Okay.
Jason, you're...
Yeah, you got that yummy yum, that yummy yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, you're a former first responder. Is that what a stroke sounds like?
No,
is that what,
no, it
it's not? Okay.
No. I think she just, her mouth didn't work right.
Well, you can call us anytime on the Dougie line and leave us your version of that. We need your name, who the Bieber tickets are for, because they're obviously not for you if you listen to this radio station, and a little sing a little Bieber for us.
613-216-3849.
Thank you. Have a great day. Anything else we need to mention, guys?
No.
Oh, next chance to get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here is 11?
Yes.
And that's it, good, yeah?
Yep.
All right, boys. See you on the demain. That was in French. It means tomorrow.
Thank you.
It's à demain probably, right?
Yes, on demand. That's what it would be.
That sounds like on demand, which it also can be tomorrow.
Is it okay if I go?
Is that what a stroke sounds like?
Yeah. 106.1 Shay. The capital of war. Yeah.